with SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The shrinking field of Republican presidential hopefuls gather for the fourth time this year. The debate today at the University of Alabama is the last meeting before the Iowa caucuses kick off the presidential nominating season next month. Four candidates are on stage: Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Christie defended his opposition to state laws that banned gender-affirming health care for transgender minors, saying he believes parents should be able to make medical decisions on behalf of their children. Moderators of the fourth debate started off the second hour by asking the four candidates about former President Donald Trump, prompting Christie and DeSantis to get into a heated back and forth about the former commander-in-chief. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats failed to pass a gun ban, Bob Agnew reports.
The U.S. broke the record for the most mass shootings in a single year last weekend, and Democrats sought to take advantage through the largely symbolic use of unanimous consent to pass a controversial assault weapons ban. It takes only one senator to defeat such an effort. In this case, Republican John Barrasso, who accused Democrats of trying to separate Americans from their freedoms. Quote, "Americans have a constitutional right to own a firearm. Every day, people across Wyoming responsibly use their Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms." Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Doctors are concerned about a new syndrome seen in newborns, which may be connected to fentanyl. A new study shows at least 10 babies exposed to fentanyl in the womb have distinctive birth defects, including cleft palate, small heads and bodies, and drooping eyelids. The mothers all acknowledge using drugs, especially fentanyl, during pregnancy. This is SRN News. There's big trouble at a Wisconsin high school.
The Sun Prairie Area School District is under investigation after several teenage girls reported that a male student who was living as a female exposed himself to them in the girls' locker room. This kind of incident has been on the increase across the country as some states and localities have begun allowing males to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. Meanwhile, a growing number of states are passing laws to ban such activity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia coalition that helps support a network of pro-life pregnancy centers is receiving $1 million. The West Virginia Pregnancy Center Coalition has been selected to manage the new Mothers and Babies Support Program, authorized by Republican Governor Jim Justice earlier this year. The program's intended to help support pregnant women and families following the passage of the state's near-total abortion ban in September of 2022. This is SRN News. At least three people are reportedly dead after a shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Police say a fourth person is in critical condition at a hospital. The shooter is also confirmed dead. Multiple sources say he was a man in his 60s. There's no ongoing threat to the campus. The school will be closed the rest of the week. U.S. employers posted 8.7 million job openings in October, the fewest since March of 2021.
It's a sign that hiring is cooling in the face of higher interest rates. Openings were down significantly from 9.4 million in September. Hiring is slowing from the breakneck pace of the past 2 years. Still, employers have added 239,000 jobs a month this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The job market has shown surprising resilience, even as the Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark interest rate 11 times since March of 2022. More details at SRNNews.com.